morning, wonderful listeners. You've tuned into Post Session Podcast, a podcast filled with the stoke of a surf session and the wise guidance of an ocean voyager. Your water-loving hosts are ready to share this infectious state of mind while encouraging and inspiring you
for your next adventure.
Okay, welcome back, beautiful listeners, to Post Session Podcast. Today we have... I think this is probably going to be my favorite episode because I have one of my most favorite people in the world in the hot seat today. Her name is Miss Ani Chapman. She happens to be my seven-year-old daughter. Say hello, Ani.
Hi.
Hi, Ani. Thanks for coming out this morning.
The reason we have Ani on the show is because today we're going to talk about homeschooling. We're also going to talk about life on the road and how kids, we're going to get a kid's perspective on travel to see if they like it as much as we do. And just talk about, I'm sure you have some questions, right, Laurel?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of our podcast listeners have questions about how you guys manage with kids on a small boat. And of course, during COVID, what it's like doing the homeschool, because you chose to homeschool as opposed to the partial 2 day a week school.
That's right. And also, one of the number one comments Ren and I get when we are talking about our travels and stuff to people is, yeah, well, one day when our kids are older. And I think, are they completely unaware that I have two young kids and we've been traveling with both of them since 3 months old? So you do not have to wait until your kids are in high school or till they leave the house to travel.
Mm-hmm.
All right, run us through, girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. All right. As always, podcast listeners, we have post-session notes, what we did in the water this week or recently. Then we move into the injustice of the week.
Week.
And then we dive a little deeper and go into some real questions. We put Ani on the spotlight and drill her with questions.
Yes.
Yes.
Lots of math questions that she has to answer on the spot.
And then we drift into a little God waters. And I believe Ani has brought a verse that she is going to talk about, her favorite verse.
She can probably conjure up a couple if we put her to task.
Okay. Okay. Let's task her.
Let's task her.
all right. So let's begin with some post-session notes. Go ahead, Ash.
All right. So Ani, like Miss Laurel mentioned, this is where we talk about our experiences in the water. So she might tell me about how surfing went this week. I might tell her about what my free diving has been like this week. But I want to put Miss Laurel on the hot seat.
Wow.
Because she took one of our classes before. How'd it go, Laurel?
Ani, did you know that I had taken your mom's class, freediving class?
Not really.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you, I was not her most successful student. I took lots of notes, like I was a good student in class. Mm-hmm. And then, but when we got to the pool where I'm supposed to dunk my head in, and then most people lasted 2-3, even my partner went 5 minutes.
She's talking about a static breath hold, Ani.
You mean where they put their faces in the pool when hold their breaths for as long as they can?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. That's what we're talking about.
Okay, so she held her breath for 3 seconds?
No, okay, I made 30 seconds. It was like under a minute, which I think when we first talked about me taking the class, you gave me some tips and I held my breath right then and I went longer than I did when I was at the pool. How about you, Ani? Have you ever done a static breath hold?
Have I, Mom?
Are you serious, Ani? You do it all the time in the bathtub. Look, Mommy, look how long I can hold my breath. Let's try it.
It's true.
How long do you think you've held your breath before?
I don't know.
You don't remember your maximum breath hold?
No, but your maximum breath hold is 100 seconds.
That's longer.
Well, she has done it 100 seconds.
Well, yeah, I'm sure she can do longer than that because 100 seconds is just over a minute.
I think you've done about 40, 45 seconds before. Okay, I think Ani's trying to tell time or something over here. Okay, stop it, Ani.
Okay, so
What about diving deep? How deep have you been before? First of all, I guess just to say, do you enjoy free diving?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah. How deep have you been?
6 feet.
6 meters?
6 meters, yeah.
So for us, those of us who don't know meters, how deep is that?
That's about 18 feet. Whoa. I've seen her scrape the top at 20 feet, and I'm excited to see what she can do this year now that she's bigger and stronger.
Yeah. Wow. 20 feet? How far did I go? I think I only went like 8 feet.
Moving right along.
Yes, moving on.
What about surfing? Would you be interested in learning how to surf?
Yeah, because Charlotte knows how to surf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of your buddies knows how to surf?
Yeah, Charlotte, the one homeschooling with.
Yeah. You know, yeah. We did do some stuff this summer. We went to Oak Island and on the boogie boards just pushed the kids into mm-hmm. the waves. And mm-hmm. that was tremendous fun.
Oh, yeah.
I highly recommend
that. That's a good time. And, you know, when we had another guest on here, he mentioned taking a mat, like a inflatable mm-hmm. raft, but a short one, kind of like the size, it would be the size of a boogie board, but it's real bendable as opposed to the boogie board, which is real stiff. So that's probably a good next step, even just to, because then on their own, she could get in the waves. She doesn't need you to push her into the waves.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, I'm excited to do some of that with you, too.
I'm still learning how to stand up on the board.
Yeah. Well, that's the hard part.
Yeah.
And also flipping.
Ooh, flipping. Oh, like on the boogie board, you can do a flip?
Yeah, it's hard to do a flip in the air. I mean, I can't do that yet.
Okay.
No. Let's practice standing on the board first, and then we'll move to flips.
Yeah. And surfing waves.
Right. Well,
that's the next step.
You're pre-surfing right now with mm-hmm. the boogie board and the small waves.
And Ani, how old are you?
Seven.
Seven. Mm-hmm. All right.
Injustice?
Oh, okay. Well, wait a minute.
What?
What about what you did in the water?
Oh, what did I do in the water? Well, nothing. Let's see. It's cold now. It's mm-hmm. December. We are getting geared up to go back. Well, actually, I'm supposed to be doing a class here. Mm-hmm. But with maybe a delayed ocean portion because mm-hmm. it's so chilly, mm-hmm. We're going to be spending New Year's in the Florida Springs.
Yay!
Which will be so fun. And
oh, that's nice.
It is nice. I'd like for you to go this time, Ani. You skipped the last Springs trip. I'd like for you and Cape to go this time. You got a new wetsuit to wear.
But I want to stay here with Nana Papa.
Well, you know, you live with mommy daddy, so they did
can't
say,
always get what you want.
Maybe they'll come. That'd be pretty sweet.
Oh. You can say yay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move into the injustice of the week. And Ani, I would love to hear what's bothering you right now. Like what's getting up on your nerves a little bit?
Corona.
What's that?
Tell us about it.
Coronavirus.
Well, tell us about what's bothering you about it.
Lots of people are getting sick and dying, so that's what's bothering me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? What else is bothering you about coronavirus? Do you love wearing the mask?
No.
No, me neither.
I don't like it at all.
I do like litter. Major concern was that people are getting hurt, though, from it.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Are you worried about Nana and Papa?
She means Nana.
Nana mm-hmm. Papa.
Oh, Nana. Big difference. Nana, Nana.
I'm most worried about Nanny Granddaddy because they're the oldest grandparents I have, so.
Yeah. Mm. They might be more at risk, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Way more at risk.
You know what bothers me about coronavirus? Well, I think that you hit the nail on the head is first to think about others. But it's also pretty inconvenient. We can't do some of the fun things that we used to do because of coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Like go to the mall and do the fun things at the mall.
Yeah, like the train.
Yeah.
Flip and fly.
And also the bouncy houses at the mall.
Mm.
And yeah.
Yeah.
What about school?
Oh, yeah. I love school.
And so you're not going, right?
I'm not going to public school. I'm going to homeschool.
But if there wasn't a coronavirus, she'd be in regular school, right?
Well, that's up to you. What do you think, Ani? I mean, I guess we're going to go ahead and dive deeper, huh?
Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do it. So, Ani, you just mentioned to us that, you know, you're not in the school system right now. You're homeschooling. Now, we've been homeschooling for a while because on our boat trips and things, we have to do some schooling while we're gone. Right. So kindergarten last year, you went to public school and then you did homeschool on the boat.
Wait, which did you like better? Homeschooling on the boat or regular school?
Regular school.
Why?
Because I just don't like getting sick on the boat.
Oh, you're talking about getting seasick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you stay seasick the whole time?
No.
Most of the time, we're not traveling, so we're not getting sick, right?
Can we just start laughing the whole entire time?
You can laugh. You can use your regular voice.
Ha, 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 ha.
I'll make you laugh. How about when we're not in public school and when we're traveling on the boat and homeschooling, we get to jump off the boat as a family naked and go naked swimming in Belize. Were you doing that?
Do not talk about that.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry.
And it's not true. Don't worry.
No, it's not true.
It's not true. It's not true.
So, Ms. Laurel, why don't you kind of lead this discussion a little bit?
Okay.
Well, your kids, the ones that you work with, are virtually schooling right now. What's your experience with that?
So, Ani, you might be interested to know this. Like a lot of the kids that I work with are in school 2 days a week. So they go to regular school. It's about half the kids that normally are there. So they're going 2 days, and then the other 3 days they're doing it via Zoom. Have you done a Zoom call before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know what that is. So I will say, because I sat with some of the children doing their Zoom, it was very, how can I put this, boring. Very boring. Yeah. So I'm just wondering, like, is homeschool, like, you know, are y'all doing regular classes the same? Like, what does it look like? What's a regular homeschool class, or, you know, when you do your subjects for the day, what's it look like? Like, if I was watching you, what would I see?
You would see...
Start from the beginning.
Okay, so when I first get there, we play around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do language arts.
Mm-hmm.
And then we
do... What would I see when you're doing language arts? Are you reading?
Yes, we read. We do copy work, and then we move on to science, then math.
What's your favorite subject?
Once when we were doing math, one of the questions was for plus zero.
Oh, plus zero. My gosh! You knew that one, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's four.
It's actually two.
So, what grade are you in?
First
grade. Okay. And your least favorite subject?
Least favorite subject? Oh, I know this.
Okay.
Language arts.
Language arts.
Mm-hmm. And language arts, what's that, spelling?
Spelling.
Well, yeah, we do spelling.
And reading and... all of that horrible stuff.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. You also learn interesting things like how to write an invitation. You learn how to write a creative story.
How about a thank you letter? Your mom's a real good thank you letter writer and email writer.
Mommy likes writing letters.
Did you know that about your mom?
Did you know my mom told me that you never let her off of the phone?
I never what?
Call her out. Yes. What else does your mommy say about me?
Wait, I never let her off of the phone?
No, she never lets you off of the phone.
Because I'm such a long talker.
I don't even know what that means. You forgot we do a history Bible.
All right.
Also.
So tell me this. inquiring minds need to know. I know you have your mommy as a teacher and you have Miss Rachel.
Miss Ann.
Miss Ann. Not Miss Rachel. Rachel's your friend.
Ah. Or you're thinking of Rachel Bennett, maybe.
Yeah. So who is your favorite teacher?
Miss Ann.
What?
Ah!
Ouch. Salt in the wound. Okay, so what's different about us? Why do you prefer Miss Ann?
Because she's way nicer.
Yeah.
Wow. Talk about getting called out.
Yep.
Ani has referred to me as the mean teacher before, so.
That means you're getting stuff done.
Yes. Yes, maybe this is it.
Anything else?
And you make us do very long copy work, which I'm tired of.
Oh, she told you.
Okay, well, you know, I'm going to just scratch that from the curriculum.
Yep.
I have a question.
Exactly what you should do.
If school was normal and there wasn't virtual learning and we went to school normally on the school bus with, you know, 5 days a week, would you prefer to continue homeschooling or would you like to go back to public school?
Homeschool.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
What do you like better about the homeschool than regular school?
Because homeschool doesn't end in the evening.
Okay, homeschool ends what time?
It's shorter. Yeah.
Very shorter. It's like it ends at lunch after lunch, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I do agree with you because I've known a number of families that have homeschooled and pretty much they can get done with curriculum by lunchtime. It's, you know, a few hours as opposed to all day at school. But then, you know, at school you have recess and you have art class and music class. So are you getting some of that at home?
Think about it. Where do you go once a week on Mondays?
To school.
What do you do after school?
It is Friday,
school?
Ashley. How's she supposed
seriously,
to remember?
Seriously, we need to... What do
after school, I do music and gymnastics.
Okay, so you do gymnastics class, you do music class, and then Wednesday nights, what do you do?
Bible study.
And then Mr. Pete does what with you guys sometimes, and also Nana does this also?
Art,
yeah.
Language arts, and also lunch.
Well, yeah, I was thinking specifically about art.
What are you doing in art class?
You didn't say one subject, okay, Mom?
You're right. I wasn't specific enough.
Yeah.
Miss Laurel asked you a question.
What are you doing in art class?
Well, I'm mostly like painting, putting feathers on making owls out of foam stuffy. Woofy.
I got a question. Did you hear about Rockefeller?
No.
The sweet little owl that was in the big Christmas tree in New York City. In Rockefeller Center, they have the big tree lighting every year and they get this really large Christmas tree that they light up. Well, when they got the tree and it arrived, there was a little owl. He wasn't a baby necessarily, but he was a really small owl. And there were pictures of the small owl with a little sweater on.
What? A sweater? Somebody put a sweater on him?
Well, this woman who works with owls, but they set him free, but they nicknamed him Rockefeller.
Aww.
Rockefeller?
You know what tree she's talking about, right?
You've been to Rockefeller. Yeah, the one on Elm.
Yeah, and didn't you go with Nana Papa to Rockefeller Center?
Mm-hmm.
And did y'all ice skate?
Yep. No.
You went in the summertime. I didn't hear about that. That's cute.
It was really cute.
Little
you can look
Rockefeller.
It up.
Yeah, we could look that up. I think it's interesting that Ani said she would prefer to homeschool because in kindergarten, my experience with her is that she was very driven in school and enjoyed the social aspect and enjoyed pleasing the teacher and all of those things.
I was almost 100% sure you were going to say regular school where you could hang out with a bunch of kids.
But you know what? I like that she said homeschooling because a lot of people worry about my children specifically and their socialization. Because being on the boat, they're like, well, how do they socialize? Or homeschooling, well, what about socialization? But
They're really socialized, though. Your children do well with adults and other children.
Yeah, they get plenty.
Yeah.
They get plenty. So I would say to the parents out there that are worrying about missing the socialization aspect, the one thing that
maybe it's more well-rounded, actually.
Okay. Right. I have something to say.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, everyone who's listening, if you don't send your child to school, parents that are listening, if you don't send your child to school, just if you want to, you can find your child's friends, one of your child's friends, and do homeschool.
That sounds familiar. Is that what you're doing?
We are. We're doing it with another family. We switch off weeks with one other little girl. We may stop that after Christmas, though, and try to do it on our own.
Why?
Because Mr. Pete, for instance, when he brings Charlotte to our house, that's 2 hours a day that he's driving. 30 minutes there, 30 minutes back. 30 minutes there, 30 minutes back, because he doesn't hang out in Rocky Point.
No.
Where I could hang out in town, maybe, or Ren and I can switch off. So we may do things a little bit differently. Maybe we'll try to see if Vanessa wants to get a little more involved.
Yay, or maybe she can do homeschool with us.
Maybe.
Because what if you were just doing it by yourself? Would that change your decision on whether you would rather do it at school or at home?
If we stopped homeschool, I would rather do it at school.
You mean if we stopped with Charlotte or if we stopped altogether?
If we stopped altogether.
Well, that's a different question.
That's not the question.
You know what, though? Yeah. Why don't we see what it's like on our own? Because you've done it on the boat before on our own. And see if it's just fine. Because I kind of feel like you get enough time with friends and family. Anyway. And yeah, maybe we'll just do school in our jammies every single day.
What? I want to come. Can I come?
No.
If you're wearing jammies.
Well, of course.
And maybe also, don't hit that mic. Dad'll rip your head off. And maybe also we can do more field trips if we have more flexibility in our schedule.
Okay,
I've got a question, Ani. What is the most unusual lesson, like school lesson, that you've done on the boat?
Unusual lesson on the boat?
Like something that you've learned. I guess, you know, I've seen pictures of y'all making reed hats with your dad.
Oh, she said about the palm hats.
Oh,
the
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do that.
And I think I've seen you guys fixing the boat.
We do some fixing. We get to dissect a lot of fish.
So that was the weirdest thing. Please do not talk about that.
Why?
Because it's gross.
But now you kind of know what the inside of a fish looks like. What if you work with sick fish one day? Like one day you might have a job where you work with fish that are not well. And because you've learned about the inside of a fish, you will be able to help them. And you might discover a cure for whatever they're sick with.
A little ichthyologist. Mm-hmm. You know what?
Okay, so what are we talking about?
Okay, I lost her.
We're talking about the interesting lessons that you get to learn when we're on the boat. And you get to dive every day and do things that other children might not have the opportunity to do.
Oh, yeah. I still don't know what we're talking about.
Get it together, Ani. I know that you're going into cutesyville right now, but get it together.
Not so, no, I'm just kidding.
Hey, what about when we dissected the deer the other day? Is that something that you would do in public school?
Nope.
Is that Miss Cotton? Would she go ahead and cut the deer open and blow his lungs up and everything?
Nope.
Well, what did you think of that?
Terrifying.
Into the mic, please.
Terrifying.
I thought you and Cape really enjoyed doing that, feeling the heart and feeling the lungs and seeing how they're different.
Let me think about that.
It's a special education. Hey, let's ask her before we completely lose her here. Because as you guys know that are listening, we're dealing with a 7-year-old, and she's getting very wobbly in her chair. Why don't we ask her about traveling a little bit?
Okay.
So she obviously enjoys homeschooling, mm-hmm. which is great. Mm-hmm. What about traveling, Ani? Do you enjoy that we do so much traveling?
No.
Talking to the mic.
No.
Tell us why.
Yeah. We do fun things. What are you talking about?
Because I get seasick. Mm. I already told you that.
It's all about the seasickness, huh?
Mm-hmm. Can't she, do you ever use those things that go over the ear or whatever for seasick?
You know what, Laura? We haven't tried anything, and it's probably time we do, because Ren and I just grin and bear it. Cape gets quite sick, though, and you know, Ani does too sometimes, mm-hmm. so it might be time to try something.
Yeah, I think it's kind of come to the surface here.
Yeah, I think it's all bubbling up, too.
But okay, other than being seasick when you're traveling, when you're when you've landed somewhere, whether you're in Belize or the other places.
Cayman.
The Cayman Islands.
I love Cayman.
So yeah. Where is your favorite place that you've been?
That would be Cayman.
You think?
Why?
Because they speak English.
I thought, I would think you'd say Trinidad because of Samia.
But I also have Danny in Cayman.
That's true. Yeah. Danny's getting a little old for us at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But we have known her a long time.
So besides the seasick, like if you could take the seasickness out of traveling, then would you say you enjoy traveling versus being at home?
Well,
it's okay to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, home.
Home. You'd like to stay home more.
Mm-hmm. I want to see snow.
Oh.
We don't necessarily get snow.
We might have to travel to see snow. That's ironic.
Because I've only seen snow once.
Uh-huh. Where was it?
Once. It was...
Here.
Here.
Oh, okay.
Remember a few years ago, probably 3 years ago or something, it snowed pretty hard.
We had ice storms. Maybe we did have one snowstorm in the last 5 years, but rest was ice, baby.
Yeah, we had one good one where it was like snowman making this whole thing. But I think if we're going to see snow, we need to go see Miss Wendy.
Yeah, she's out there in the powder all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't want to travel anymore. I just want to ride a horse there.
And nice. That sums it up.
Yeah. Okay, Ani, we're going to drift on into some God waters. I heard you had a couple of verses that you like. Could you, we were going to sing a song, I think, actually, like some verse song.
All right. You guys are going to sing it with me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. First, we're going to go in a practice round. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Good idea.
Okay. So, all right. So the tune is going to be.
Fall short, and fall short. We all sin and fall short.
All right, all right.
Tell us the verse first.
I have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Then we do it one more time, a little softer.
Okay.
So all have sinned and fall short. And fall short, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It's the word of the Lord, and it's written by Paul in Romans 3:23. All have sinned, and fall short,
and fall short.
All have sinned and fall short at the glory of God. It's the word of the Lord, and it's written by Paul in Romans 3:23.
It's the word of
the Lord written by Paul.
Romans 3:23.
And
okay.
Wow, that was really good.
That was good.
Okay. Reel it in.
So, Ashley.
Yeah.
I like to put Ashley on the spot for this.
Yeah.
So, what does that mean to you?
What does that verse mean to you? Okay. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You know what? That's a good verse. to have in your
repertoire.
Yep. Because it reminds us to have mercy for others. It reminds us that we have all fallen short.
Yeah, and we all have sinned.
We all make mistakes. We all fall short of the glory of God. None of us are deserving of the grace and love that God gives us. But you know what? He gives it to us anyway.
Okay, I have another verse. Okay, so I'll tell you the verse first.
Okay.
All right. Children, obey your parents. I can't remember the rest.
That's okay. That first part's music to my ears. Children, obey your parents. For this pleases the Lord,
no,
right?
No, for then you'll have long life or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know the verse?
Of course I know the verse. I was a child, too.
Children, obey your parents.
I've been a parent before.
For this pleases the Lord, and you'll have a long life.
I thought you were born a grown up.
Wouldn't that be weird?
Yes. That would be painful for your mother, too.
Yeah.
Okay, Ani. Are we going to give some homework?
Do you have any homework that you would like to give our listeners pertaining to our discussion today?
Well, I don't have any homework, but
I have an idea. What? Why don't you leave them with a little riddle to solve, since you're so into riddles right now?
Okay.
Okay.
So if you don't keep me, I'll break.
What?
If you don't keep me, I'll break.
Oh, man, I'll have to think about that for a little while.
It's so easy. I got it right away.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
It's so easy.
Yeah, humility is not her in her bag of tricks yet. Okay, so if you don't keep me, I'll break. Should we tell them on the air?
Maybe we should tell them next podcast so they can think about it.
How about you just guess?
Okay, if you don't keep me, I'll break my heart.
No.
That's a good guess, though, Miss Laurel.
That's a really good guess, but it was a promise.
A promise.
Oh, yeah, right. That's a good one.
Okay, I have another one.
Okay.
One more.
What has a face and hands but can't walk?
Can't hold things.
Can't walk.
Well, to walk, you need legs.
A clock.
Yes.
Oh, nailed it.
All right. Mom, what's another one?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, what loses its head in the morning and gets it back at night?
Yeah, but do we know the answer to this one?
Yes.
What loses its head in the morning and gets it back in the evening?
At night.
At night. Got nothing.
What is it, Birdie?
The man in the moon.
Is it really the man in the moon? Because I guessed that last night, but I didn't think we checked it to see if that was right.
Yeah, because Alexa wouldn't tell us the answer.
So we really
You're
don't know
if Alexa?
That's the answer.
That's cheating.
Do we not know the answer to that still?
It's the man in the moon.
Okay, well, that was my guess.
What? The man in the moon does lose his head in the morning.
Well, we'd have to check. That is your homework, people.
Mm-hmm.
Solve that riddle. Come back to us. Comment on our Facebook. Comment on Instagram. Leave it at our webpage. Tell us the answer to this so we don't have to look it up.
The man in the moon.
And I just want to say, Ani, thank you for podcasting with us.
How fun is it talking into the microphone, Ani?
Awesome.
It's so much fun.
So much fun.
I just want to say popcorn.
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 Pop screen. Thank you all for listening.